Welcome, everyone, and thank you so much for being here. Regardless of if you're live or listening to the recording, this is the perfect time for you. So I invite anyone who is live, if you haven't already emailed me any information, anything that's coming to you, feel free to type it on in. And even if you have emailed me, there's something arising for you that you'd like to mention, feel free. Okay. And as always, you can address it to everyone on the call or to me personally. Sorry, I have a hair in my mouth. Ah, got it. Little piece of lint. All right, everybody. I invite you to take a moment to find a nice, quiet, cozy place where you can either sit or lay and be undisturbed for the session. And as you begin to set up and get all comfy and cozy, I invite you to connect to your breath. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to surrender, to make space. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. As you sink a little deeper into that cushion below you, receiving its support and drinking that in. And while we're in the mode of savoring, I invite you to scan your body mind, looking for something that's either pleasant or at the very least neutral. It might be an area of the body, or it might be a memory, a time in which you felt most like you. And as you land on this thing that's pleasant, or at the very least neutral, taking a moment to notice what it is that you like the most about this. And then, while you're noticing that and potentially savoring it, like the sweet nourishment that it's offering you, also noticing the impact of this in your body. How does this feel inside of you? What do you notice here? And know that as we're doing this exercise, it's at the beginning for a few reasons. One, to regulate the nervous system as we dive in. This is one of the most effective ways to integrate any bits of extraneous noise, if we want to think of it that way, on our nervous system, on that autonomic nervous system level. And two, it gives you a bit of a resource to touch back in on at any time. You can come back to here. Whenever we're in any other area throughout the session, if there's something that gets a little intense for you can always land back in this arena of resource to support your processing and integration. And as you're present to all that's pleasant, present to pleasant, I invite you to take a moment to just really mindfully receive this nourishment, this life force energy that's here for you in this way. And from this place, slowly turning your attention to notice if there's any other part of your body that's feeling a bit alive, if there's something calling you, if there's something that's in your awareness. And as always, feel free to type it on into the chat feature if something comes up that you haven't already mentioned. Thank you all for being here and being you. Such sweet preciousness, all that comes to create you. This family, the ancestors, the lineage, and the very lands that's caretaken for us and supported our very life and existence. And thank you to all of those that have stewarded and caretaken this land that has been the source of our nourishment, of our life. And as you drink that in, feel free to take a moment to savor any bits here that are also pleasant, if that brings up anything for you. Excuse me. I swear. I've got lint coming out of everywhere. Apologies. As I fish more things out of my mouth, in case you were looking at the camera, that's what I'm referring to. And for those of you here present to this pleasantness, this nourishment, this sweetness, taking it a moment to receive it, even just a little bit deeper if it's available, just 1% more. Beauty. And as we land in today's terrain, starting off with an interesting permission statement, and the words are just simply, I honor life. I honor life. And as we work with this session, transforming sadness and overexcitement in the arena of sensual hearing to create harmony. I honor life. And that's linking into two areas. One is the spine, and the second is the ears, the processing center of the kidneys. Yeah. And as we work with the I honor life, it's now linking into all of that into the sexual chakra. And here we're addressing, it's actually a series. Some of you might have a little bit more than others. I'm seeing the range of 3 to 14 active memories. And active memories are just simply emotional events that have carried a charge with them. And these are mostly in the arena of the charge of fear. And as we work with this energy of fear that's here, the first thing that we need to do is actually address something from ages 2, 3, that early childhood age range here. And it's a fear of having that life force energy ever so slowly whittled away as you typically in those age ranges begin to choose, instead of authenticity, attachments. It started prior to those age ranges, from the moment of birth, even perhaps before, depending upon your worldview. And as we work with this layer of fear in this arena, it's interesting. It's like this slow but sure whittling away and degradation and demise of life force energy being available, which it is fully when we're in authentic mode. Most of us don't have the luxury of being in authenticity. Most of us have had some sort of an attachment thing here or there. As we work with that, just in general, slow realization that the authentic nature is being eroded. We're also unhooking the belief system with that of I don't matter. Yeah. And for some of you, you have a few more events that were reinforcing all of that, and for others of you, less so. So as we work with that age range, looking at anywhere from 3 to 14 different events that have been behind that. And all of that playing out within the arena of the sexual chakra, you can think of that as just slowly shutting that area down little by little. And as this area slowly shuts down here, it's got the imagery, anyways, that I'm seeing is that of a light fading. And I just hear the words, into the dark, into the dark. And as we enter this time of year, for those of us in the northern hemisphere, that as the days become a little bit shorter, this seems pretty fitting. And as we work with this theme of into the dark, representing everything from what you can't see to the unknowable to the void and everything in between. Imagine what it would be like to consciously tiptoe into that shadow, that dark, the hidden, the unknown, the unknowable. And coming to just slowly realize the density of that, without even necessarily even knowing what it was. But that's ever so slowly shutting down, the dimming of the light, so to speak. And as we work with that, and although it was the energy of fear that was shutting it down and contracting it, there's also an emotional release of sadness for this whole process of having the light in this way dimmed. And as that light gets slowly eroded, diminished, extinguished, there is this energy here of desperation or despair or grasping, almost like trying to hang on to the light, the life force energy here. As we work with all of that from again this age range 2, 3, linking this all into the sixth house, the house of practical reassessments in terms of our health. And as we work with the sixth house energy here, being in service to ourselves, the permission statement here is, I honor myself. I honor myself. And then if you can imagine in two hands holding, I honor life with one hand and I honor myself in the other. And finding that right balance for you of where you are in relationship to life. Where's our perspective? Where's our point of view? How is it we are seeing things and taking things in? And is it from a standpoint of honoring life? Is it from a standpoint of honoring self? And can it be actually even both? And that's actually what I'm seeing is the bringing together of those opposites, seemingly polar opposites at times, honoring life, honoring self. And as we bring that slowly together, allowing for emerging a union here, I just hear a little whisper from that life force energy of, and the words are, I come alive, I come alive, I come alive again and again and again and again. And with this energy here of chi beginning to circulate now. We're going to work with the area just below that sexual chakra through the just below the navel in that area where there's all those umbilical arteries. Yeah, and the words here are, my existence is welcomed here. My existence is welcomed here. I'm welcome to be here. And I see that going all the way through to the organ of the large intestine and the corresponding meridian for it all. And with that large intestine meridian, it's releasing wave after wave of sadness, which is not the place that we want sadness stored. Grief, yes, grief is easily processable by the large intestine. Sadness can get a bit dicey, it can be a bit stickier to process here. So as we work with this, releasing the energy of sadness from this large intestine, I hear almost in a shamanic voice, I let go. I let go. And as that was my foray. I was about to start to try to put a tune into that, but then I changed my mind partway through in case you were wondering why my tone was a little weird there. So I shifted gears quickly when I thought the melody might come through, but the now is not the moment. Perhaps later. I let go. I let go. And as the body mind melts into letting go. I see it almost like the energy of a free fall, or like those exercises. I think they're called trust exercises, where you have like a gentle fall back, and you're caught by others. So it's that type of energy of just allowing the nervous system to freely let go and release any little bits of containment or forceful contraction holding the body together. And as that unwinds here, connecting the sexual chakra now to the heart chakra, opening up this front body even just a little bit more here. I just hear the words. I'm not quite sure what it means yet. I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. This makes more sense. It's linking into I reclaim myself, my life. I reclaim any little areas where you may have outsourced or given away, or have little bits of you, even energetically in other areas of the world or your life. Imagine that you can call them all back into you as you reclaim all of you for yourself with the sweetness of the heart energy and the sexual chakra energy supporting our life force energy, supporting our immune system, supporting acceptance itself. It's actually linking into some stagnant energy through the liver meridian, as it's protecting the chest just maybe a little bit too tight, and it's anchoring even to that underside of the breast, almost like an armoring plate just underneath the breast, a couple inches below the nipple line for the males and the calves. And the other area would be the collarbone that's hanging out between. So as this area also begins to open up, and even a little bit more than that, unwinding any bits of connective tissue that liver meridian is creating a little bit of havoc in. And the liver meridian is usually interested in getting things to expand, opening up things. However, sometimes when it gets a bit too protective, too fearful, it'll shut things down. It'll shut things down. And then when I ask the liver meridian why it's so sort of angry in here, I just hear much like a belief system. The words of I'm not wanted here. So it's almost like it's clinging out of need to make itself known and to have self-importance in the face of not being wanted here. And as we work with this, all that energy to attempt to prove worthiness, to prove worth, enoughness by the liver meridian is creating just excess, again, stagnation, shutting things down here. And for whatever reason, simultaneously to that, we need to run lymphatic drainage through the bones. And in your mind's eye, if you wish to picture bones, your skeleton, know that they're alive. They're actually quite white, and they have vibrant blood vessels feeding them. They're not like the dried up yellowish skeletons that we see hanging out in, Halloween decorations or the doctor's offices or anywhere in between. But as we link into the bones and we run lymphatic drainage through your skeletal bones primarily, as well as actually the bones of the cranium, including that here too. Releasing, it looks like wave after wave. I'm actually seeing it much like ocean or lake energy. I guess more so ocean with waves. And wave after wave of fluid just rolling through, releasing one more layer of low self-esteem. And it's doing it in small, titrated bits to allow for the body mind to be able to digest that, to receive that, to process that, and to integrate that. And in the bones, it's actually working to integrate what feels like quite a bit of processing. And the word that I keep hearing is shape shifting. And it's as if the body mind doesn't even know how to keep up with all the different changes, processes, integrations that you may be in right now, to the point where it actually might feel like all that good work that you're doing can feel stagnant at times and might not be as processable if it gets sort of like layered or stacked up without having a chance to be digested. So as we work with this, we're actually linking the bones into the Wei Qi to promote, support and to promote the capacity to integrate and digest this material. So as this digestion happens through the Wei Qi, it's also going to keep at arm's length what doesn't need to be here. It's almost as if the body mind is trying to, in addition to processing a bit of backlog, also process the same things over and over and over again, even though that's already been done. Kind of like washing the same spots on your floor repeatedly. It's like, no, that part's clean. You just got to go over to this part of the floor now and get that part over here too. So as we give it that permission to get out of that loop, much like thought's loop, it's like the processing itself, it got a little bit looped. So we're gonna unloop, for lack of a better word, that processing. And as that unwinds here, I just hear the words, I can be with this now. I'm safe enough to be with this now. I can be with this now. Beautiful. And then at the same time as all of that, to also support that liver meridian's contraction of the chest, unwinding quite a bit of connective tissue around that heart. And I know that we've been working a couple of times now between the back of the head and the front of the chest. And similar, but it's actually to the back of the armpit and then around to the front of the chest. And it's almost like it's wrapped in and on itself. So as we unwind the connective tissue here, releasing the adhesions and allowing for expansion of consciousness itself, very cool, to come through here now. And as that consciousness arises, it's carrying with it specifically the consciousness of value, and your value, your personal value, and your sense of your value. Not just how others see it, but how is it you see your value? And as we work with this energy of value as it arises through here, through to the liver meridian, I see the liver meridian begin to soften. And we're actually going to run lymphatic drainage, cleaning out some old toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And with that, we're also cleaning out here. It looks like a active memory from when you're in the womb in the last month or so of pregnancy, of gestation. And cleaning out lymphatic drainage through the amniotic fluid that was present at that time. And cleaning out any little bits or any lots of bits of toxicity, of poison. And as we work with this to shape shift your environment in that way, as we clean house, so to speak, from the ground up from this point in gestation. I see a couple things happening. There's even more unwinding continue to happen through the back of the armpit and the chest. And we also need to run hydration to support this processing, taking in water, joy, releasing any toxins, gunk, waste in its way, any impurities. And running a body chemistry here on any little bits of toxicities that need an extra support in that way. And as we run body chemistry, it's cleaning out, it looks like heavy metal, lead, nicotine, and most of you have most of those. Some of you might not have one or two of those, but for the most part, it looks like that's fairly applicable to most. And now I can taste all of that. My sense of taste on that subtle level is still wrong in this moment. So I'm Romanian, so I can do the accent. I always think of it as a Ukrainian accent in my head. I love the East European accents. Strong. So as we work with this energy here of strong taste, unwinding the consciousness of having quote unquote a bad taste in our mouth. You know, those events, those moments, those experiences that leave us wanting, and maybe even to the point where we're left going, what the heck? And we're left with that bad taste in the mouth. As we work with this, and as it unwinds, rationally running lymphatic circulation through to the sense of taste through the tongue. And it's actually releasing the energy here of poisonous thoughts. And not your own. This is all, remember, coming from in the womb. This is actually, interestingly enough, not even mom's thoughts, it's dad's thoughts. Whether dad was on the scene or not, there's still that energetic connection that's quite strong, wherever he may be in the world. And as we work with this, cleaning out through here, dad's thoughts, dad's poisonous thoughts. It's carrying with it layer after layer of anger, sadness, anger, sadness, anger, sadness, and it keeps just flip-flopping between those two. And it's as if it can't find middle ground, as if dad's thoughts only knew how to go back and forth quickly between anger and sad, anger and sad, and anger and sad. Let's do something about that. Oh, I can't. Depression. Let's do something about this. Can't do that either. Depression. And the sadness is basically along the lines of, I can't do it. I can't do anything right. It's kind of that sort of pessimistic, defeatist, despairing type of thought energy. And the anger is, of course this can be different. I can do this. Let's make this happen. And then not being able to produce that result, creating another layer of sadness and the spiral there, the cycle there, as these thoughts of anger and sadness behind, I should say, anger and sadness, begin to release through the sense of taste. And as they clear out thoughts from dad, poisonous thoughts from dad energy, with it at the same time, unwinding through the ear bones, the incus, the stapes, the malleus, the little inner workings of your ear that transduce sounds. And as we work with this arena here, giving yourself permission now to hear your thoughts without necessarily having the cloak, the cloud, the fill-o-me layer of dad's energy, anger, sadness, thoughts that weren't very helpful. And as that detoxes in this way through here, I invite you to make a little sound just to support that inner vibration through this area. Voo-ah-oom, whatever calls to you. As we tap this in, if there's another sound that comes, feel free. Beautiful. And imagine that you can take that breath as if it's your very first breath. And notice what you're present to in this moment. If there is anything else that remains that needs to go, running one more round of lymphatic drainage through all things, throat and mouth, as well as navel, center of connection. And then to support that integration, connecting mouth to navel reciprocal. And this reciprocal energy, as we taste with our mouth, and our navel represents connection. Imagine that we can now use the sense of taste to come into connection. Now that it's not coated with all of that old stuff through the family lines. I'm a little in the gutter, I must admit, but in full transparency, I'll share the thoughts that you can potentially use this cavity however you so wish to support connection on any level. I'll leave it at that, but if we're a little less in the gutter, thinking of the tongue as carrying with it on the very tip the energy of your heart. It's actually why we enjoy connecting through kissing, and it's why your animals love to kiss you. So your animals know this. And as they nourish you with your heart, their hearts, your heart can also receive that and come alive, which is their invitation to you. Ah, beautiful. And as that part settles here, now connecting navel to ears to connect your own internal thoughts. And to be able to connect not only your own internal thoughts, but to have connection when you share your thoughts. When you share what it is you're thinking about, what it is you're thinking about. And as we work with this, aligning communication. And as we step into aligned communication to support connection with the seeming externals, the seeming others, external others out there. It's linking into the energy around the heart. And it's almost like netting that we would use to trap marine life, like fish or whatnot. And this energy of feeling trapped as the nets begin to loosen and release in this way, the words here for the heart to support this process are just simply, I am free. I am free. However, wherever those nets were, has left a little indentation and scar. And it's carrying with it heat in the form of anger. And underneath the anger is again sadness. Again, interesting layers of anger and sadness popping up in this way. As the last layers of nets come off, it's actually looking like those nets are almost like ingrained into flesh itself. So as these come off, supporting the capacity to be in vulnerability, to be in rawness, and to communicate in a way that still creates connection, alignment, understanding. At the very core of the heart is the ever-present capacity to neutrally observe, and with that comes the most powerful energetic technique there is across all existence and every culture. According to Dr. John Belton, which is that of I see you. I see you. I see you. I'm with you. I'm here with you. I see you. I acknowledge you. I see you. As we step into that vulnerability, that rawness, with the support of being seen, of being held, with your tenderness exposed, in fact, held for showing. Your tenderness, your rawness, love supported for sharing this tenderness, this rawness. The heart energy continues wave after wave, a pulsation of waves to support with its neutrality right back, creating this healthy upward cycle in this way. Of stepping deeper into vulnerability and simultaneously deeper into support. And not to beat a dead horse, but it's going back one more time into that mouth to navel reciprocal. There's more here. As we work with it this time, stepping into again the energy of communication, of connection. And it's actually carrying with it just that phrase, connected communication. And allowing for that connection to come at a heart level versus a head level. There we go. And as we work with that, we often get up into our heads trying to make sense of things, or how will we say that to make it make sense to somebody else, so we can get kind of twisty, pretzely. Or we end up, just getting frustrated, angry, and going like, eh, I give up. This isn't working. This doesn't make any sense. You don't get it. You can't understand it. And we often enter the mode of blame with that anger. And wherever the dances of anger, sadness, or anything in between, working with the supporting of connected communication. And to do that, we actually need to relax the ligaments behind the heart on the top of the spine, the anterior longitudinal ligaments, the ALL. As we unwind the connective tissue here, we're going to support that even further with the reciprocal vomer, a nose bone deep within your nose socket, so xiphoid. The bone just at the very base of the sternum. Connecting vomer to xiphoid to support open energy within the heart and unwinding even more layers of anger and sadness to support even more connected communication. And with this, the permissions are, my words are valued. My words are valued. Yeah, and even your non-verbal expression gets to be equally valued here too. So as we work with that, my expression is valid. My expression is valid. They say 93% of all communication is non-verbal. So as we work with this on both levels, verbal and non, and stepping into the value that these words, this expression of you offers this world. Offers you, offers to connection. Simultaneously unwinding right at the level of the hips, the foundation energy. It's actually coming through the very front of the top of the hip bones, fancy name ASIS, anterior superior iliac spine. And as this unwinds through the hips simultaneously, it's going down through that tensor fascia lata. Bands on the side of the thighs, upper legs. And as those continue down, most of the adhesions disappear. It's mostly on the upper portion. So as we unwind these adhesions, giving you full permission to step into this foundation of you, of your life, of your expression of your life. The permissions phrase here is, I come fully alive. I come fully alive. As you step even more fully into your sense of self, your sense of who it is you are, your sense of how that can be expressed to support you in a connected way. Also, simultaneously setting the stage to not just put out energy with communication, but to also take it in to receive it. In that same connected fashion. And as that works, releasing another layer of tension through the anterior chest wall, the front of our body here. And it's almost like there was creating a wall that was like bracing against receiving. And this wall is representing all those times in which you felt misunderstood, that your words didn't actually land in the way that you wanted it to, that your expression wasn't received. In an ideal way, in a supportive way. All that energy is here. And as we work with this, the ears are popping up, and it's as if all those internal thoughts about not being received, not having your words, your value of your communication, your expression received. Is carrying with it now the energy of this is strong fear, it's actually terror. And then underneath that, again, a layer of sadness. Sadness keeps showing up in tandem, in combination. Interesting. And as we work with it this time, I invite you to take your hands to your ears. Feel free to tune in to either terror or sadness, or feel free to do both if that calls to you. Whichever you're tuning into, just noticing how this feels. What's the feeling that goes with this terror, sadness for you? I'll cue both, but know that you can just attend to one or the other if you so desire. But we're going to clean up both. And as we work with us, also noticing if there is a taste, a smell, a sound. If it had a taste or a smell, what would that taste or smell be? And if it had a sound, a word, a noise, a message, a vibration, a pulsation, what would that be? And last but not least, looking at what does this look like? Is there a color? Is there a texture? Is there a amount, a shape? And as you tune into this all, from here, simultaneously, we're also addressing the belief system of the internal noise. And the words here are, I can't hear myself think. And as we address that belief system and all of your observations, I invite you to breathe into those, making them more seemingly rich, thick, real here. And as you breathe into that all, loosening up the edges and noticing roughly how much is here. Is this roughly the amount of a pea, a ping pong ball, a tennis ball, a baseball, a cantaloupe, honeydew? They're a bit bigger. A beach ball? Bigger. And with every breath, as you notice whatever amount is here, loosening up the very edges of this and inviting it right now into the hands, right into the hands. In 3, 2, 1. Grabbing any bits around the ears here. And loosening up those edges. Mine are moving really slowly, but you move at your own pace, at your own timing, and it's coming up vertically through the sides of my head to release. And as it releases, it feels almost like a little water fountain is now springing out of each ear in a healthy, celebratory, joyful way. Assuming you have a good association with water features, like I do. And as this releases, if you need to make a second pass, feel free to do so. I invite you to just scan and notice if this area feels empty or void. And if it does, inviting in any color of light that feels right. It might be sunlight, moonlight. It might be gold light, silver light, white light, pink light, any other color. Whatever calls to the system. As you connect to breathing in this light, this life. Allowing it to feel any little cracks, crevices, creaks. And I also see that now circulating, for those of you who are breathing in the light, through to the chest where we're working with the energy of the void earlier. I believe it was here. I might be mistaken on the location. But if there's any other parts of the body that are calling in more light, feel free to welcome it there too as we tap this all in here. Invitation to breathe in any way the body mind feels called to. And I just see the whole body mind shake it out, rushing to do all four of the shoulder to hip reciprocals, all four. And as we work with all the different angles and directions of shoulders to hips, aligning left to right, right to left, and then also left to left and right to right. So as we do opposite sides, we're also doing ipsilateral, same-sided connections, which is not traditional in regular reciprocals of how you learn them in fundamentals. I do see it come up a fair bit though. And as we work with this between shoulders and hips, we're now actually doing the same thing, but for each little vertebrae and its relationship to the vertebrae below. And as we work with each individual vertebrae and its relationship to the one below it, so that same cross and same-sided pattern, I see like a new web, a new netting in a healthy way form through the neural tissues of the spine. I see that same thing happening through the various different bones that we were working with earlier, including the cranium. And as this begins to support bones, the very core of you, where our ancestors are thought to be stored in all of their beliefs, ideas, as we work with that through the bones, which are very alive, by the way, as we talked about earlier. Yeah. Also supporting circulation of all the healing resources through to these bones, including blood that carries our passion, nerve, our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, chi or vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down into all the little guys, the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins and hormones and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, anxiety, depression, that help out our nervous and our immune system to, well, be supported. But in addition to that, it's really supporting the entire body mind to lower that inflammation here. And then also balancing the relationship between yin and yang, feminine and masculine, and running hydration here to support again the taking up of water of joy and releasing of any impurities. As we do this, running a general defrag through the bones. And for whatever reason, also running a defrag for the relationship between the bones and the pericardium that shroud the external lining of the heart. And it looks like as this works through bones and pericardium, supporting equally alike here. And supporting the capacity to relate to your past. To relate to your past from an open-hearted perspective. And that's linking into the compassion centers that hang out in the upper chest on either side. I just hear, again, it's like wave after wave of these words. I have resounding compassion. I have resounding compassion. And then linking that into, in general, the ancestral lines. Through to the bones, through to the pericardium, and supporting compassion for your history, herstory, to all that's came before. And as we honor that, it's linking into the heels, not necessarily to dig them in stubbornness, but to actually support the capacity to press the heels into the ground in a way that opens up the midsection of the foot. As we call the nerves alive here in the heels of the feet and in that midfoot area, supporting that healthy arch of the foot and kidney one point that hangs out here that supports the release of toxicity into the earth, as well as taking up grounding energy from Mother Earth. Yeah, and as this foot becomes supported and aligned, so too do you get to receive that same support, that vibration, that pulsation of support, just like you connected to it to the beginning of the session, much in that same way, drinking it in through the midfoot. That energy begins to rise through the calves. And as it rises through the calves, I just hear the words, I stand in, and pick your own word to finish this, in spirit, creator, source, God, whatever it might be, I stand in the light, and I am of the light. I stand in the light and source and creator, and I am of this energy, source, light, and I am this light. Pick your own word to finish that for you. And then that energy begins to rise through now the knees, the backs of the legs, the hamstrings, mostly rising up through the back body, it looks like. As it keeps going through now the glutes, the low back, there's a little bit of heaviness at L5, S1, where the spine joins onto the hips, the sacrum. And it's actually just a really simple emotional release of sadness from the kidney meridian, which is fairly dominant in this area. As we release that, it actually frees up the kidney capacity to procreate, and to procreate in specific. We've used this before, like to promote cellular division and new cellular formation. But this time it's actually working with procreation of this energy, of earth energy, and being able to drink that in fully, alively, with softness, with tenderness, with vulnerability, with rawness. And as we open up the healthy side of fear, if you want to think of it that way, which might be what procreation is to a certain extent, it actually creates this generative force. And as this generation of life and acceptance of life begins to continue to rise through this back body, I just hear, again on rinse and repeat, the words, I am supported. I am supported here. Okay. And with that, we need to go to the front body and clean out the lymph nodes. Lymph nodes primarily in the groin, the hips. And these lymph nodes actually drain the lymph from the entire leg. As we clean up the lymph nodes here, linking it into conception vessel 1 acupuncture point, which hangs under that perineum space between vagina and anus, or testes and anus. And as we work with this point, supporting the deepest nourishment possible here. And as those lymph nodes become more deeply connected to nourishment, to feeling mother, to feeling like someone's taking care of them, with it through, in particular, that left side, but I am seeing it through both, I just see layers again of pain and hurts begin to dissipate without even having to know what they are. They just begin to wash away. They begin to wash away. And we're linking that into house 12. And working here with the words in astrology, I should have mentioned house 12 in astrology. Yeah, this astrological 12th house classically works with endings, releasing, letting go. And I just hear the words, I stand firm in my resolve, and looking at those places where you might feel like something needs to end, and being able to stand firmly in that resolve of ending that thing, whatever that thing might be. It might be very little. It might just be, I don't want to chew my nails anymore, or whatever the little thing is. And chewing your nails might not be a little thing for some of you, but an example. And as we work with that, supporting now the capacity for the shoulders to stand tall. It's almost as if the lymph nodes were like pulling everything down. As we support the capacity to stand tall, stand proud, stand in your dignity, stand in your sovereignty, your authenticity, your freedom. It's a really quiet voice, calm, neutral, that I hear say the words, I am here. And there's a resoluteness within the quiet strength. And it's actually defined by that consciousness of standing in quiet strength. And interestingly enough, it's orienting to finances, to value, to worthiness. I stand in quiet strength. And as that begins to soften even more, linking into house number 12 one more time, again, house of releasing, letting go, ending, and into the liver itself, which also works with endings. I actually see it this time as cleaning out a little bit of old karma, in particular, how it is you relate to things you value, whether that be money, connection, relationships, etc. And then running hydration for the navel to stand in joy in all of your connections, to all of your passions, however it is you connect to all of those things that you value. And coming right into the 12th house one more time. Doing an emotional release of sadness as it pertains to the energy of endings here, or the energy of things that feel like they're final, or the things that you're perhaps ready to let go of. And as the sadness energy releases, it's allowing for on the other side of that, what it's arisen for is to show you when you release that, you can now enter deep rest. Deep rest. It's not so much depression. It can be when we look at it through a certain lens, and then on the other side of that, when we realign it and we release the emotional underpinnings here, can afford deep, deep rest. And then again, wave after wave, I just hear the words, I rest. I rest, and allowing the body mind to rest without judgment, without beating yourself up or having to think about one more thing or take care of one more thing or attend to one more thing. Allowing the body mind to rest here. Allowing your body to rest here. For these next few minutes, letting the body and mind breathe however it feels called to, perhaps long and slow, perhaps in any other way that calls to you.
I bow to the earth and all beings.
Thank you for calling in this work. Thank you for receiving this medicine. And thank you for attending to your sense of nourishment, support, value, and everything in between. All my love to you all. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Sending you all the love, hugs, and kisses for now, y'all.